Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Heat Nation, things are getting scary. And listen, maybe I owe Mr. Terrence Rozier III an apology, because early on in his Heat tenure, it's no secret the boy was struggling a little. And I was coming on this channel, and I don't want to say I was hating, because seriously, I wasn't doing that, but I was a little bit skeptical if the man was all that he was hyped up to be, because he had a rough stretch for 10 games or so. And I was coming on here saying he needs to get his act together, you know, a little bit. That's why it's not hating. It was holding Mr. Terry Rozier accountable. He is Mr. Terry Rozier from now on, because the boy, I am not worthy of saying his first name. He's worthy of my respect is what the point is, but y'all know that. And I was very concerned with his shooting, and had a lot of people comment on this very channel right here and say, give Terry a chance to get adjusted. He's a great player. He just needs a little bit time to get used to this role as not necessarily the go-to scorer, but also a team that needs him to be aggressive and share the ball. You know what I mean? And I said I understand that, because anytime a guy's put in a new situation, they need time to adjust. I was just saying that let's not assume he was going to come around. But ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Terry Rozier is here. And dare I say, he is the greatest point guard in Miami Heat history. No, he's not. That would be this man right here, as you see. Hopefully, I can't see what you're looking at, but I'm turning the camera around, and it's a Goran Dragic picture on a calendar, because as y'all see again, this is actually my final night back here in the childhood home in Broward. Which is why I have things like the Goran Dragic calendar and the big three poster with Hassan Whiteside covering up LeBron. But that is why the Miami Heat have been undefeated in the last week, is because I've been here. I've been in Southeast Florida, close to Miami. Miami Broward, same thing. And I think I'm rubbing off on the Miami Heat and giving them my talents. No, but seriously, I can't take any credit for how the Miami Heat have played of late, because it has been phenomenal. Before we kind of get into the box score here and talk about all these players, the game, Heat were up pretty much the majority of the time, even got up double digits early on, and it was because of the defense. You had Jalen Brunson in hell. A lot of that was because of Mr. Terry Rozier as well. Obviously, Bam Adebayo was phenomenal. The Knicks went small, and the Heat were clamping that, which was, and that part was surprising, is because Hartenstein really only played a few minutes in the first half, didn't play too many minutes in the second half. And the reason that's surprising is because I felt like he kind of killed Miami in the playoffs last year. And today, he only played 18 minutes. Mitchell Robinson, I know he's coming back from injury, he only played 10 minutes. Tom Thibodeau went a ton to Precious Achiuwa, who had 26 points, or 26 minutes, I'm sorry. And he didn't really do much in those minutes, only 2 points for Achiuwa. And that was actually his biggest points, or one of the biggest points of the game, is because, yeah, the Heat were up double digits early, but coming into that fourth quarter, the Heat did what they've been doing all year. They can't hit a shot, not running a great offense. The Knicks, you know, were starting to come back, led by Dante DiVincenzo, Miles McBride. Both those guys have phenomenal nights. And then Precious Achiuwa hit a putback layup to tie the game. But it was after that where the other story today took place, which was Mr. Haywood Highsmith. Let me say it again. Haywood Highsmith. I have to enunciate because I've had this guy in my comments keep telling me that his name is not Hayward. Apparently, I've been calling him Haywood Highsmith. They sound similar, but you know, y'all know I talk fast on here because YouTube, the algorithm likes like quick-paced videos. Apparently, it helps the watch time. Speaking of that, make sure to like the video and subscribe because it does help me out a lot. Appreciate the shameless plug there. But yeah, Haywood Highsmith, once the Knicks came all the way back to tie the game, Haywood, I better pronounce his name correctly because the dude, talk about a guy that earned my respect. That's Mr. Haywood Highsmith. And like I said, I've loved Highsmith all year. I'm a converted Highsmith believer like second week of the season because I didn't love him coming into the season. But obviously, he's having a pretty great year and a phenomenal stretch of late over the last two weeks. But anyways, Haywood just hits an absolute balls three. The Heat go up by 3 points and then they never really look back. Yeah, Bam Adebayo hit a big shot. Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler. And then the actual dagger was Mr. Terry Rozier with this gorgeous fadeaway that you see at the buzzer. And as soon as he pulled that, I knew it was going in. You knew it was going in. The whole damn building knew it was going in, including the, shoot, thousands of Knicks fans that were there. Because I'm not going to lie, they kind of took over. I don't want to say took over, but you had a lot of those Northerners come down from New York, and they were at this game today in Miami. Even Jalen Brunson got some MVP chance earlier in the game. But for the most part, they held him in check. A guy that's pretty killed the Heat. You know, he's notorious for having some great games against the Heat, really just in general. But tonight, only I thought it was 31. That was DiVincenzo, my Italian brethren, with 31. Shout out DiVincenzo, 11 to 21 from him. But Brunson, 20 points, 10 assists, but he shot 5 of 18, 27%. Those Juju Watkins numbers. No, I'm kidding. No shade to Juju Watkins. It's just, if y'all don't know, the USC player, she's a freshman, just had the most points ever in a freshman season. But she's just very inefficient. Hopefully she cleans it up. Let's go ahead and get into this box score a little bit. Because there's a lot to talk about. Now, Jimmy Butler finished with 17 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 of 12, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Nothing really stands out to you. He was pretty aggressive in that first half. I think had 13 at the break. But then, obviously, only 4 second half points. He was really nowhere to be seen in that second half. Who knows what the deal is with that? I guess he's just picking and choosing his spots like usual. There was actually a funny Josh Hart quote from earlier today where he said that Jimmy Butler is like a video game character. He spends October through April doing side quests like Jimmy has this year, going to the tennis matches, being in the Fall Out Boy music video. But come April, he is there for the main mission, and that's where you get playoff Jimmy. I don't doubt it. Y'all know this by now. Moving on, Nikola Jovic, only 5 points today, right? 1 of 2 from the field, but 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, had an amazing pass to Jaime Jaquez, who had a rough night. We're not going to speak more on Jaime other than we'll just say he had a rough night. A very, very, very rough night. But Nikola Jovic, he was very good defensively again today. We saw him switching out there on guys. And it's crazy to say on a night that he only has 5 points, took 2 shots, he was very impactful. Again, the 6 assist, the versatility out of that young man on offense and defense continues to impress me. Bam Adebayo tonight, 15 points, 9 rebounds, shot 6 of 9. But his defense was sensational. Once again, whether he was being guarded by the bigs or guarding the big bigs like Hartenstein or Mitchell Robinson, or whether he was on Precious Achiuwa, he was all over the place. Had Jalen Brunson tried to iso Bam multiple times tonight without success. Bam was clamping him. There is not another defender in the league that's doing that. I don't care. People say Rudy Gobert. People say Victor Wembanyama. Maybe one day Wembanyama will be the best defender in the NBA. But right now, it's Bam Adebayo. People will look at those other guys' counting stats. And yeah, Wembanyama getting 4 blocks every other night is sensational. But what Bam is doing, guarding every single position, makes him the best defender in the entire league. So yeah, he had 15 points tonight. Nothing stood out to you. But defensively, he is the reason the Miami Heat won this basketball game, in addition to Hayward Highsmith, who, I'll go back to the starters in a second, but Hayward tonight, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 6 of 11, 2 of 4 from 3, had a nasty play earlier where he had doubled Brunson at the perfect time and led to a fast break. A little bit clunky, spacing wasn't great on this fast break, but Jimmy ended up getting the layup. Phenomenal defense today by Hayward Highsmith, but we've talked about him. Duncan Robinson, 6 points tonight, 2 of 7. Didn't do too much, but obviously he'll continue to get adjusted, coming back from the back injury. And then, once again, shout out Terry Rozier, 34 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 10 of 15 shooting, 8 of 11 from 3. He is everything as advertised. And if I didn't give an official apology earlier during this rant where I probably got sidetracked, I'm sorry, Terry Rozier, for being skeptical. Mr. Terry Rozier, you are the man. I love that kid. Caleb Martin, I thought I had a nice night too. 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists for him. Only shot 3-8, but you talk about the defense again. He was putting the clamps on Brunson. Had Brunson dribbling off his foot in the fourth. Was swatting guy. He had a block on Precious Achiuwa earlier. Blocking guys, rotating well. Phenomenal defense performance from Caleb Martin. And then on top of that, you got Kevin Love. 15 minutes today in his final return. You know, he's missed the last couple weeks. He was cleared to play the last couple games. Spoelstra just decided not to use him for whatever reason. But he's very good in his return. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 of 7 from 3. So didn't shoot great, but again, he got the rust off a little bit. And those are just things that I love to see from Kevin Love. And you had a great win today versus a very good team. Another double-digit win. What, the last 3 wins been by double digits now? And I guess we'll do a quick standings check too. I don't like to look too much into the standings because so much can change. And I don't even know if this is updated yet here. I think it is. But the Miami Heat are tied in the loss column with the Indiana Pacers. But they have one more win, so they are the current 6th seed. But the reason that is interesting, Heat fans. So the Heat are still, wow, the Heat are 2 back of the Knicks in 5. Maybe they can catch that Knicks team too. They're also 2 back of the Magic in 4th. So we'll see what happens the rest of this regular season. And they do have a 2-game cushion on the 8th seed, which is the 76ers. Interesting because Joel Embiid came back tonight. Actually played 30 minutes. I was stunned to hear that he would return this season. I really thought he'd be out. I'm even more stunned that he played 30 minutes. It was effective. We know the guy has troubles with his cardio and weight. I thought him missing 2 months would hurt him. I guess not, ladies and gentlemen. But the next game for the Miami Heat, I believe, is versus the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously, that's a critical game. You want to help build that cushion. I think the Heat will have the season series with them if they do win on Tuesday, so that game is Thursday. But after that, you got a game at Houston, and then it's Sunday, you play at Indiana. That will obviously be a monster game. If the Heat can win the next 2, you might be sitting pretty going into that Sunday, April 7th game versus the Indiana Pacers, coming for that 6th seed, which again is my goal, just be out of the play-in tournament. But I think that's all I want to say for this video. I feel like I was maybe about to say something else earlier. I don't exactly remember. But what a win, Heat Nation. Oh, I think I was just going to say that you beat a good Knicks team, which is important because a lot of teams they've been beating up recently are not great. I know the Knicks are missing some key guys, Anunoby, Julius Randle, but this is what happens for the Miami Heat when you finally start to get a little bit healthy. Really, the only guy they're missing outside of Jay Rich, who we know is gone for the year, is Tyler Hero. We've talked about him a ton. Again, I have a whole video about that I posted a couple days ago. If you're interested, check it out. Who knows if, when he will return. But without him, they're still pretty damn good. So that's all I got to say with this video. I hope y'all enjoyed the wins, Heat Nation. Make sure to like and subscribe because it does help me out a lot. And I'll see y'all next time.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast, fast. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight, right? Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.